Okay, any other things?
Seva sarka rupena, chitra rupena, chitra rupena.
Bhava Bhava. One keeps one's own Bhava within, externally, practices the devotion that's practicable by everyone. So that way it becomes, that's why it is conducive for worldwide preaching. Because everyone's conduct is the same. So everyone can do the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Rangakshetra. Then he was talking with Venkatabhata, and they were Sri Vaishnavas, and their conclusion or their Siddhanta was different than that of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya teased them and argued with them, but they remained like that. And so did the other residents. But Prabodhananda Saraswati and Gopal Bhatta, they understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner mood. And so they became Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They left the Sri Vaishnava line and they took up the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So with them, especially with Gopal Bhatta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would speak different things because he was a little boy. And he would come and massage Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And he would talk very freely with Lord Chaitanya. You're Krishna. Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, and you're a Manjari who's always engaged in Radharani's service. But then Lord Chaitanya told them that he told both of them you should both go to Vrindavan, and you should associate with Rupa Sanatana, and they will help you further develop this mood of Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada Saraswati first meeting Rangakshetra,
right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's also a cousin. Oh. He's a brother of Venkatabhata.
Oh.
He's uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Oh.
Yeah, they were all Sri Vaishnavas.
Oh. His samadhi also in Vrindavan, na? Parikrama Bhakti, Prabhupada Saraswati samadhi.
Say that again.
Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj Samadhi in Vrindavan.
Yeah, by Kali Yuga. By Kali Yardada, just in the back, there is his Samadhi. And that was also his place of bhajan. He also did his bhajan over there. And wrote books. Wrote Radha Rasa Shudaniri, and Navadvip Shataka.
Oh.
And Chaitanya Chandamrita. These were all composed by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And yeah, he lived there. somehow we try to bring people to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line. If they can accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they will be able to understand his teachings and gradually progress to this line. And then without understanding Lord Chaitanya, then many very strong statements.
Yes.
That people who worship Krishna without worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't make spiritual advancement. So whoever they are, they should worship and accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his process of spiritual advancement. Then there are also many statements. Of course, that is the mood or the bhava of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Raghunath Das goes on, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, so that I will never even look at a person who worships Krishna without worshipping Srimati Radharani. That's why in the beginning I was asking whether here the Saivites and Pujaris, whether they have a conception of Braja Bhakti, and that even though Srimati Radharani and Vrajvasis are not externally manifest with Balaji, but wherever Krishna is, she's there. So at least if one's mood of devotion is like that, then one will derive full benefit from that worship.
Actually, Maharaj, they'll worship undaunted. I can understand now in your talk. They take very seriously Andal instruction. They'll chant this Pasura, the whole Vrindavan pastimes. See, without Vrindavan and Radharani, no devotion. We can prove in that. In Sri Sampradaya, in Tirumala also, Pujaris, they'll chant Andal Pasuras every day. Without that, we can prove in that.
They need to have, one needs to please Krishna. Krishna is always pleased, Jayajitamam Prapadyante, but to really please Krishna, then one needs to invoke the presence of Krishna's Vrindavan associates. So when that's there, then even if the form of those associates is not there, but like Prabhupada said, when he named Radha Parthasarathi, it's a Prabhupada. Parthasarathi is in Kurukshetra. Prabhupada said, you think Krishna can be somewhere and Srimati Radharani is not there? So wherever Krishna is, Srimati Radharani is also there. So at least once again, it's the mood, it's the bhava that's important. And if the bhava is there, then the result is there. Then one will get the full benefit. If bhava is missing, even if deity is there, then it's not sufficient. So it's always the mood. Mood of devotion that's important. And that mood, Krishna says, bhava jnana tapasa putramad bhava magata. So if you have knowledge, then you can have bhava. And that's why we teach people the science of devotion as given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is so important. And particularly if we read the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, then that explains what is actually Krishna's real inner desire and inner mood. and what it is that Lord Chaitanya can come to give. Sri Radhaya Mahimit Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadya Ina Adhuta Kidrisho Vanayaya Shokya Trashyatan Bhavata Kidrisho Deiti Lovasta Havadya Samajari Satchigarbo Shindu Harindu. These things are known to Kaviraj Goswami, Sarvatamadara Goswami. And our devotees should know, and if other people know or don't know, that's all right. But we should gradually try to get them to chant Hare Krishna and accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes,
yeah. Then they will come to understand everything in due course of time.